special economic zones are being positioned as yet another key pillar in the government's strategy to generate long-term economic growth. The zones will provide structured areas for large multinational companies to establish businesses in Jamaica under preferential terms. But what guarantees do we have that the benefits of the SEZs won't just stay with the multinational companies? We explore that issue on today's edition of Going for Growth. Special economic zones, or SEZs, are broadly defined as geographical areas in a country where business and trade laws differ from the rest of the country. In the majority of cases, occupants of the special economic zones benefit from preferential tax rates and less stringent regulatory oversight. The goal of these zones is to encourage multinational companies to establish operations in Jamaica, thereby providing jobs and fresh economic opportunities for members of the public. The government since last year has been pressing ahead with legislation to establish the framework needed to introduce and regulate special economic zones and phase out the free zone setup which currently exists. Free zones, like special economic zones, provide beneficial tax and business terms for companies operating within them. At least 16 locations are to be designated SEZs, most of them under the government's Logistics Hub initiative. These include the Kingston Container Terminal, Norman Manley International Airport, Vernon Field in Clarendon, and the Goat Islands Project. The country's five existing free zone areas will also be transitioned into special economic zones. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton wants members of the public to understand that the special economic zones stand to benefit Jamaica's economy in ways greater than just creating jobs for workers within the zones themselves. The SEZs will introduce a feature which doesn't exist under the free zone format, namely the ability for domestic business operators to interact with those inside of the special economic zone.
It allows for domestic suppliers to export into the zone, which never existed previously, creating significant, we believe, significant opportunities for our domestic suppliers of both goods and services. And we believe that that kind of linkage will drive the domestic economy in very many ways, in jobs, job creation, and export numbers will start looking quite differently.
The key is the fact that the special economic zones simultaneously occupy both a global and local presence. If local companies are successful in having their products utilized as part of the production process for the companies within the SEZs, Mr. Hilton believes that the products will enter a supply chain that could take them anywhere in the world.
The strategy of attracting large multinationals into the special economic zone creates the opportunity and the possibilities for our domestic suppliers into a global supply and value chain, meaning that the goods once supplied in our special economic zone could reach anywhere in the world. Because those multinationals in the SEZ, taking advantage of the global connectivity that the logistic hub is forging, will mean that once it's in the zone as an input into the production process or the supply chain, it could be exported globally.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. The most recent economic zone to come on stream is the Spanish Town Free Zone, which will transition into an SEZ in years to come. The first phase of the construction of the Spanish Town Free Zone is slated to be completed in the second quarter of this year. Activities at the facility will include refining and regeneration of petroleum products, manufacturing of composites and insulation material, vehicle assembly, auto parts remanufacturing and distribution, manufacturing of pharmaceuticals and nutraceutical products, as well as research and manufacturing of tobacco products.
Upon completion of the first phase, 9 international companies will occupy the zone. The second phase will see additional companies coming on stream. At this stage, we project that the build out of the Spanish Free Trade Zone will provide 1.5 million square feet of space and will represent an investment of $350 million.
Executive Director for Masada Jamaica, which will manage the zone, Dr. Robert Melamed. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.